Rosalie Parker. View from a Window. Narrated by Carl Mason. My friends raved about the view from my study. Tristram said, "How lucky you are. I could look at it forever." He often returned to the window to watch the changes that mark the progress of each day. The gradual greening of the grass. Light moving over the fields. A larger flock of crows. Amanda said, "He has fallen in love. I can't compete with the beauty of it." She laughed, but I could see that she felt excluded. For although she admired the view, she did not share Tristram's wild enthusiasm. Amanda and Tristram have gone back to London, and I am working hard to make up for the days I spent driving them around. We went to the lock, the town, and the distillery. The rest of the time they were happy to sit in the back of the car and absorb the scenery. They came to offer moral support, but their stay soon turned into a holiday. As they boarded the train to go home, Amanda embraced me and said they'd had a lovely time. "And look after yourself," she added, almost as an afterthought. I am working in my study and steel myself to look at the view, the mountain, the burn and the unfolding fronds.